ABC Listen.
From Ghana to Greenland and Zambia to Zimbabwe, it's finally here, the greatest race of all time. Bienvenida. Huanyung. Marhaba. Swagat. Welcome to the Dino Dome. We've been watching prehistoric creatures from across the globe race through the dome, and the time has finally come to find out the best in the world. It's the Dino Dome World Cup Grand Final! Competitors have been representing their home countries while racing everywhere from jumbo jungles to treacherous trails. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and I'm here with the Dino Dome Factosaurus, the Mesozoic Master, my paleontologist pal, Tim Richards.
The moment has arrived. Who will be crowned the world's best racer?
It's time to introduce the finalists.
Let's get ready to roar!
From the late Cretaceous, as tall as an elephant and as long as a bus, she beat Rugot from Niger in round one and Neurologus from Spain in round two. Representing India, saying namaste to Rajasaurus. Early Cretaceous, as heavy as a space shuttle, as tall as a telegraph pole, and as long as two semi-trailers. She beat Minmay from Australia in round one and Microraptor from China in round two. Representing Argentina, say hola to Panago Titan.
It's the meat eater from India versus the plant eater from Argentina. Who do you predict for the win, Tim?
Well, these are both such impressive dinos. We know Pat is enormous and Raj is strong, but I think I'm going to make my choice based on personality today.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Pat is sweet and, shall we say, simple, whereas Raj is fierce and cunning. I think Raj's ruthless approach could bring home the win for India today.
Well, I'm happy to go for the friendly giant. Come on, Pat, and Argentina.
Well, let's see where they're racing for the big one. I see rocks and mountains.
And is that ice?
Well, not just ice, a glacier.
Uh-oh, that mountain's smoking.
A volcano.
And on the other side of the mountains, I see sand.
And ocean.
Wow, there's a bit of everything here, Tim.
Well, I know where we are. Patagonia. It's in South America and it's home to the Andes Mountains and some of the biggest dinos to have ever walked the earth.
Woohoo! You've got this in the bag, Patago Titan. It's your namesake.
We'll see.
So our dinos will start climbing that rocky mountain, then head across the glacier, up and down the volcano, before crossing the finish line on the beach.
On your marks.
Get set.
Dinos, go!
Raj was first off the line and is jogging up the mountain.
She's definitely the faster dino.
Her stride length has nothing on Pat. Look at her enormous steps.
Yeah, but it does take a huge amount of energy to power Pat's gigantic bod. She's already stopping for a snack on that shrub between the rocks.
Pat knows there's not much vegetation higher on the mountain, so she's fueling while she can.
Raj is close to the summit.
Tim, is that Minmay from round one on the mountain?
Oh, no, that creature's far too small. It's an armadillo, a modern-day mammal with a bony shell. a bit like Minmai.
Uh-oh, look out, Armadillo. Raj is about to charge.
Raj is chasing the Armadillo up the mountain. Notice how she has her head down.
Yeah, she's charging like a bull or Carnotaurus.
Well, Raj does have that one little horn on her head. Most scientists think it was just for show, but some think it was for headbutting.
Like that? Raj just headbutted a huge rock.
I think that was an accident. Raj was trying to catch the Armadillo, but it escaped into a crevice.
And now Raj seems a little dazed.
Whoa! Rajasaurus has toppled over and she's rolling down the mountain.
She's about to hit the glacier.
Ouch! Raj has fallen into a heap on the ice.
Meanwhile, Pat's reached the top of the mountain.
The Armadillo's popped out from her hiding place. She knows Pat's not a threat.
Oh, it's running under Pat's feet. That's not very smart, Armadillo.
Oh, Pat, watch out!
Pat doesn't know where to put her humongous feet.
Her front foot's landed on a boulder. Oh no, it doesn't look stable.
Now Pat's fallen over.
And her sheer size has caused a rock slide.
The rocks and Pat are rolling down the mountain.
Rock and roll.
Pat's landed on the glacier next to Raj.
Raj!
Did she just snap at Pat?
I told you she was ruthless.
No, that's not allowed in the Dino Dome, especially a grand final. Referee?
Yellow card for Rajasaurus.
Our first official warning of the Dino Dome World Cup.
Better not try something like that again, Raj, or you'll get a red card, and that's a disqualification.
Time to pick yourselves up off the ice, dinos.
Raj is trying. It's hard with those tiny arms.
Yeah, Pat's struggling too. The ice is slippery.
Raj is up.
Well, her feet are better on the ice. She has clawed toes to help with grip.
Yeah, Pat looks like a baby elephant learning to walk. She's slip-sliding all over the place.
And Pat's legs are a bit like an elephant's, and both creatures tiptoe.
Huh?
Well, they walk on their toes, but their heels have big, flashy pads underneath, so they look a bit like they're wearing high heels.
Work it, Pat! Uh-oh, the glacier's sloping down.
It's about to get slipperier.
Oh, Raj has fallen face first and is sliding down the glacier on her belly.
Check out Pat. She's leaning her long neck forward and stretching out her tail for balance.
Pat doesn't need to move her feet. The slope, gravity and friction have turned the glacier into a slippery dip.
Raj has reached the bottom.
Pat's just behind her.
Ooh, things are about to heat up.
Raj is hiking up the volcano.
It sure is smoking.
Tim, I thought you said Raj was the smarter dino. It doesn't seem like a clever idea to walk towards a smoking crater.
Raj is used to it. India was a highly volcanic region in the late Cretaceous. She has no fear.
Pat's following.
Oh, it's getting smokier.
We learnt in round one that Raj's eyes are forward facing, but she couldn't see through the Habub, the dust storm in the Sahara.
Well, she's not seeing too well in the volcanic smoke either.
Pat's caught up to Raj.
Oh, it's neck and neck as they blindly climb through the haze.
What was that?
Oh, can we get a thermal camera on the dome drone?
Oh no! Raj has fallen into the crater at the top of the volcano.
Oh, luckily she's landed on the ledge and not in the bubbling lava lake below.
But how will she get out? She can't climb with those arms.
It's Pat.
Is she kicking boulders?
I mean, this is the World Cup. There had to be some footballish moves.
Pat's kicking the rocks into the crater.
Yikes! That one landed in a lava lake.
That one landed on the ledge next to Raj.
Surely she's not trying to hit Raj with the rocks.
Could this be a yellow card for Pat?
Hang on. No. She's not trying to hurt Raj. She's trying to help.
How? The rocks are piling up on the ledge next to Raj.
Exactly. They're forming a rocky staircase.
Pat, I know we don't give you sauropods much credit for your brains, but this is not only super smart, it's super duper kind.
Raj has figured it out. She's climbing the makeshift rocky steps out of the crater.
Just in time! The volcano is erupting!
Run, dinos!
Pat has broken into a power walk. She's out in front.
Raj is running.
Oh, no! Here comes the lava!
Oh, come on, dinos. You've got to run like the floor is literally lava.
We're not ready for you to be fossilized again.
Well, Pat's zigzagging out of the lava's path.
Raj is copying.
Oh, no! Pat just hit Raj with her tail.
It knocked her flying. It was like a whip.
Could this be a yellow card for Pat?
I'm looking at the ref. It's a no. The tail whip has been ruled an accident.
Well, it got Raj good. She's fallen over again.
The lava's oozing right behind her. I can't walk.
Pat's tail whipped Raj again.
Hey, I think Pat's still in helper mode. Her tail thwack just moved Raj out of the way of the lava.
I know I said I was Team India, but I'm loving this Argentine sportsmanship.
Both dinos are about to reach the base of the volcano.
Pat's slightly ahead.
They've hit the beach!
And the lava's flowing out to sea. Phew.
Now the dinos just need to run up the sand to the finish line near that rock.
Pat's still in the lead. The win is in Argentina's sights.
Raj is gaining momentum.
Pat just needs to take a few more steps towards the rock.
Or does the rock need to take a few more steps towards Pat?
Huh? Oh, I see the confusion. The rock is moving?
The rock has legs. Raj has caught its scent.
But that's not a rock. That's an armadillo.
Come on, Pat!
India is charging ahead to the moving finish line. Pat's tail whipped Raj again!
And catapulted her straight past the rock, armadillo, to take the win!
Winner!
Run away while you can, armadillo.
And here's Pat, a gallant second place. Well done on calling it for India, Tim.
Well, India might have won the Dino Dome World Cup, but Argentina won our hearts.
I'll head down to the beach while you run our domers through an action replay, Tim.
Raj chased an armadillo up the Rocky Mountain, then rolled down the other side before crash landing on the glacier. Pat followed with a rock slide, and both dinos struggled to find their feet on the ice while Raj got a yellow card. Raj led the way up the volcano, then fell into the crater. But Pat helped her out. Pat came to Raj's rescue again with her whip tail, moving her away from the lava and thwacking her across the finish line on the beach to take the win.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here with Rajasaurus for the official trophy presentation. Congratulations, India, on winning the coveted Dino Dome World Cup.
What happened?
Raj didn't pick up the trophy. She picked up the armadillo. I'm sure it was an innocent mistake.
Can we get the mammal out of the ruthless carnivore's grip ASAP, please?
And that's it for the grand final of the Dino Dome World Cup. Let's hear it for all the countries that were represented.
Australia.
Niger.
China.
The United States of America.
Scotland.
Spain.
The runner-up, Argentina.
And the winner,
India.
We'll see you next time.
I wonder if it'll be another World Cup.
Maybe Dino Olympics?
We'll see you there.
Adios. Ma salama. Jajan. Namaste. Goodbye.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.